You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer.
Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for being tuned in to Drumming for Justice. It's Monday, June 11th, and this is the AM News Aggregator, where I drum up the top stories you need to know to be informed and engaged. The Vatican announced Monday that Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Bishop Juan Barrios Madrid from his post in the Diocese of Orsono, which has been accused of covering up for Chile's most notorious abusive priest, Fernando Caradima. The announcement came in a June 11th communique from the Vatican, along with the resignation of two other Chilean bishops. In an unprecedented move, all of Chile's 34 bishops offered to resign last month after attending a crisis meeting with Pope Francis over allegations that sexual abuse in the country's Catholic Church had been covered up. The U.S. will keep economic sanctions in place until North Korea eliminates its nuclear weapons capability, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, delivering a stern message to Pyongyang ahead of Tuesday's historic summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. A complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization is the only outcome that the United States will accept, Pompeo told reporters on Monday evening in Singapore. Quote, if diplomacy doesn't move in the right direction, sanctions will increase, he said. The president wants the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantling of Kim Jong-un's nuclear weapons program, and North Korea is seeking a security guarantee, possibly including a peace treaty formally ending the Korean War, and the removal of U.S.'s nuclear umbrella protecting allies South Korea and Japan, according to Bloomberg.com. An Air Force officer with top security clearance who disappeared 35 years ago has been found in California. The Air Force Office of Special Investigation said that William Howard Hughes Jr. was apprehended at his home after a fraud investigation involving a fake identity he had been using. Hughes, who was 33 years old and single when he vanished from Kirtland Air Force Base, was last seen withdrawing more than $28,000 in Albuquerque in the summer of 1983 after returning from a two-week vacation in Europe. This year's flu season has proven to be the deadliest for children, excluding pandemic years, according to data released on Friday by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. About 80% of the fatalities were among children who hadn't been vaccinated. There have been 172 deaths between October and May, eclipsing the deadly 2012 to 2013 season by one. In previous years, the number has stayed in double digits with a low of 37. Flu hospitalization records have also edged out previous years, the CDC said. Unlike previous seasons, reports of the flu stayed high across 50 states. A New York pizza delivery man who was arrested and turned over to immigration officials was given a temporary reprieve from deportation Saturday when a judge granted an emergency petition to stay his removal from the United States. Pablo Villavicencio was expected to be deported to Ecuador, his home country, as soon as Monday morning, according to a spokesperson for the Legal Aid Society, which filed the petition on Villavicencio's behalf Saturday morning. In an order issued Saturday evening, U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan said federal officials must file documents to show why a temporary preliminary injunction should not be granted in favor of Villavicencio, who remains in ICE custody. The matter will be heard in court on July 20th, according to court documents, BuzzFeed News reported. Archie Parnell, the Democratic candidate who admitted to abusing his ex-wife, 45 years ago, announced this week that he is officially staying in the race to win the Democratic nomination in South Carolina's 5th congressional district. Parnell was expected to win Tuesday's primary handedly and go on to face incumbent Republican Ralph Norman. Parnell ran against Norman in the 2017 special election to replace Mick Mulvaney, who left the district to serve in the Trump administration. Parnell lost to Norman by a little under 3 points, making it one of the closest congressional races in the country last year. Parnell may actually still win the primary, but party members say they wish for him to drop out and will not change their minds about stripping support. Survivors and victims' relatives are marking the second anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting with a remembrance ceremony, a run, art exhibits, and litigation. Ahead of Tuesday's commemoration of the massacre of 49 people at the gay nightclub, some survivors and victims' relatives have sued the Orlando Police Department and owners of the nightclub. The federal lawsuit against the police in the city of Orlando was filed last Thursday, and it claims police officers should have acted more aggressively to stop the shooter. The state lawsuit against Pulse owners Barber and Rosario Poma was filed Friday, and it says the nightclub had inadequate security. Both lawsuits were filed by plaintiff attorneys based in Philadelphia and Michigan, according to ABC News. And finally, HSBC will invest $15 to $17 billion in areas including technology and its core Asian markets of Hong Kong and China as it swings from a strategy of cost-cutting to growth, new chief executive John Flint said on Monday. The announcement is Flint's first public indication to shareholders of the strategy he intends to pursue at HSBC, which has struggled to meet its profit goals in recent years after a shrinking of its global empire also cut income. The bank is targeting a return of tangible equity of 11% by 2020, Flint said, and will sustain its dividends at current levels. That is the AM News Aggregator, and the AM News Aggregator is presented every morning by TechBook Online, a digital-first producer of original content. Follow TechBook Online on social media at The Real TBO Inc., and for you iPhone and iPad users, add TechBook Online to your Apple News Reader. To hear the AM News Aggregator every morning, subscribe to Drumming for Justice on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever else podcasts are available. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm Drumming for Justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.